This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this Easter long weekend, and I want to thank everybody who sends me all the emails that I get, all the comments we get on our website. It helps me find some new companies to bring onto the show and find new guests. That being said, I'm kicking off the show with Trader Vic Sparandio. He is a regular on the show, and Trader Vic, what I wanted to talk about is kind of the craziness that we're already seeing in the first quarter, especially when it comes to treasuries. We're seeing the long end of bonds paint a very different picture than what a lot of the commentators, at least at the beginning of the year, were trying to tell us about growth picking up, not just domestically, but globally. Can you share some of your thoughts on what this first quarter has told to you, especially in the bond market?
Well, the peak, in my view, on the equity markets came in the first quarter, and I sort of wrote about that. And I said that the great deal of that came from discounting because the hype was on Trump was overwhelming. So there was too much hype. The tax bill was very, very good for corporations. It was not good for small business and for individuals, and the reason was that the small business was selective. Some small businesses, like people like me, didn't get a tax cut because they don't like people like accountants and financial advisors and lawyers and architects. They didn't get a tax cut. But and for individuals, the fact that they kept seven brackets, you know, Hillary had seven brackets. So tell me what the difference is between the Republicans and the Democrats. There is none. There is none. So even though they gave some cuts in deductions, that will be eaten up in time through inflation. So it's a temporary, it's temporary in time as far as the way they wrote the tax law, but it's also temporary because as you move up in through inflation into higher brackets, you lose the deduction. It isn't a lower rate of any significance like other tax cuts in the past. So first quarter is over. The market's peaked for the year, in my view. I had made other suggestions like the dollar was going down. The dollar did go down. It rallied a little bit here. It's in a very narrow trading range after GDP was kicked up from 2.6 to 2.9, and that's a significant increase in the last round of adjustments. There are three of them. And so, but commodities are basically flat. So the key is the bond markets. Now, your viewers, your listeners may not be aware, but as I'm speaking, the bond market is two ticks, in yield below where it was when the Fed started to increase the rates six increases ago in December 16, 2015. Yields on the 30-year were 3%. They're right now 2.98, 2.99. So that is an anomaly. My view was that because of this huge debt increase and even further the spending bill, which was another, put the cherry on top of the cake of $1.3 trillion that'll go till September, the bond market should be really yielding in the fours. Now, what would make this, what is the market telling you by that is that you're gonna get a slowdown. I mean, you're going to get a recession, as far as I'm concerned. As far as what the bond market is saying, now I'm a bear on bonds. I thought the debt would drive bonds down because the Fed is also selling debt. So this decline in yields is an anomaly to me. I don't have the exact answer. I will need a little bit more time. This is a kind of a rally from a consolidation. But still in all, why would the bond market be rallying in yield, I mean lower yields, if all things were even on a medium track economically? The high yield for the quarter was 3.22 on the 30-year. It's now, as I say, 2.98, 2.99. But it's lower than it was from 2.5 years ago. So I'm only saying that I don't have an answer for. But I will say that you can assume this trading pattern we've seen, which I assumed, and that will continue. Once you have a top, you come down and you trade and the volatility increases and you get good news, it goes up, bad news, it goes down. So the key is you should be very low risk. Actually, preferreds probably is the best investment right now, meaning getting high yields and preferred yields. They're in the 5 to 6% range, and they're very conservative, and it's a great place to get yield where other yielding instruments are very low. I still love gold and silver. They have come down a little bit from their rallies only because the dollar moved up because of this high GDP adjustment, but they'll come back. The rest of my commodity call was the grains. The grains had very good news today. They went up, so I'm still on track to believe that the grains are the most undervalued object in the country. And basically that's it for, unless you have a different question. I'm sort of done with my little recap.
All right. Thank you, Trader Vic. I guess all we can say is that the bond market, I think, is telling us that this global growth story needs to be put on the back burner because there is a lot of debt in the world. And even with central banks, it sounds like trying to at least talk up in some of the actions that the Fed's doing by unwinding their balance sheet, trying to get that long end to rise. All we've seen is a flattening of the yield curve. So maybe to your point and a quick little reiteration of that is this might be a year to be much more cautious, especially when you consider 2017 was a year to almost dump your money in the markets and forget about it. That's not a normal trend.
Correct. I concur.
All right. Well, Trader Vic, just maybe as another quick comment, too, we are also seeing a quick bounce in the U.S. dollar. Overall, the dollar is still down for the year. A quick comment on the dollar in terms of maybe an outlook next quarter or the following quarter, the next 3 to 6 months out?
The dollar here is going down, and the only reason it's rallied it was because of the GDP increase, which puts the Fed on track. The question is, are they going to raise 3 times or 4 times? And every time there's good news, they assume 4 times, the dollar goes up, but then it fades. So my view is very strongly the dollar is headed south. And basically the bond market is telling you that too because it's saying slow down. So that, as I say, there's this contradiction that came up in the last week that shouldn't be, but it is. Okay. So dollar down. I have no qualms about saying that.
Okay, nothing more really to say about that, but Trader Vic, I always do appreciate chatting with you. I think you do a great job of really summarizing what's going on in the markets, and quite frankly, when we're seeing two different markets tell us two different things, I really think take note of that bond market because it is telling the bigger picture story. Trader Vic, thanks for your time, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report on this Easter weekend. I am happy to report that I'm bringing on a relatively new guest to the show. I've had her on once before, and the response that I got was very positive. I kind of expected that because doing my background research into a lot of her work, I thought that it lined up a lot with what all of you, our audience, wanted to hear. Her name is Roggie Horner. She is a futures and currency expert over at Sim. simpler trading. And Raghi, what we're going to talk about is some of the markets that you've been looking at. You called them outlier markets to me off mic, but some of the, at least initial comments that you had, talked about energy and looking at some of the seasonal factors at play. Can you share what you're sharing with some of your subscribers and telling them about at least energy and where we're setting up currently?
Absolutely. And thanks so much for having me back. I love the conversation. I do call them outliers, yes. And just four of them off the top of my head across a couple of different asset classes is I've been keeping an eye on Intel, which has been able to swim upstream despite all the weakness in the NASDAQ. I've been keeping an eye on Blumen, BLMN, which is the company behind Outback and Outback Steakhouse and Carrabba's, which is also doing a very good job, doing its own thing, acting as an outlier, a lot of strength behind it. But my real attention continues to be on the seasonals around energies, and I've continued to hold long positions in unleaded, the RB contract, as well as heating oil. I think we could still see a good shot into June as we approach that summer driving season.
So when you're looking at some of these outliers, and we talk about them a lot in terms of the resource sector, companies that are more bucking the trend compared to what the overall sector is doing, how do you play those in terms of not getting sucked in and chasing higher, but still riding them out so that you maximize some of your trading gains?
Absolutely. So, you know, again, when we're looking at outliers, and if I'm looking at some of the stock, the companies that are connected to these, say these energies, they've actually been doing pretty poorly, meaning holdings in XLE like Chevron and Exxon, or holdings in OIH like Schlumberger and Halliburton. So I've been making it a straight up commodities play because that's the one that's benefiting from the seasonal from mid-February to about early June into July, the best. So it's been basically holding either calls in unleaded gas and in heating oil. I think crude oil is actually looking at probably the beginning of a very good-looking uptrend, so I'll start adding that to the approach. But it's really holding these longs. Any kind of pullback that I'm getting, I'm trying to buy into them with more of a time-based exit in mind, again, taking me to about June when the summer driving season conversation starts to ramp up. I know my ride is just about over then.
So get in front of some of these moves that happen every year, but It's that whole almost buy the rumor, sell the fact. That's not the exact analogy for what you're doing here, but it does speak to being ahead of the markets, being ahead of the news.
Absolutely. I think you've nailed it. I think by the time the news is talking about it, we might have already seen 10-20%. So the news is going to mention it when it's the most obvious and most mainstream. And if you look at seasonal composites for these energies markets, when we start talking about the summer driving season, you know, we're talking again about a mid-February bounce. And then with some of the tough weather that's been hitting folks in the Northeast, I think it's only been exacerbated. But yeah, these moves happen well in front of the narratives that mainstream media typically will talk about. You know, like what you're doing here, you're giving your listeners a heads up on things that people in the know are already in. And by the time this stuff goes mainstream, it's over. And that by then, sadly, it's the dumb money that's getting bamboozled into the trade, which just upsets me every time, but that's the way it works.
It is. It happens almost like clockwork. But let's talk about another market that you focus on that we talk about a lot, and that is the precious metals, gold. Specifically, you mentioned to me off mic that you're looking at this fourth buying opportunity for gold. Again, this is a market that in no way you could say that the dumb money is in. Quite frankly, it is still quite ignored. But gold consistently has been putting in higher lows, still not breaking out. What are you looking at for this fourth opportunity that you call as a buy in gold?
Sure. So anyone who looks at a chart of daily gold, and we just rolled in to the June contract from the old April contract, and the zone that I'm looking for specifically is 1309.5 to 1314. But let me explain what that is. Gold isn't chop. So this is where traders who love to wait for a market to settle down into a nice zone of support can build a position either with options, call options, or actually getting long GLD or GC or anything like that. I do not recommend the miners right now. So Nugget, GDX, GDXJ, I'm not looking at, but actual gold. And we've actually bought this zone on the April contract back when it sinks into the low 1300s, and we'll just be doing it again. And what's also going to be, I think, another great confirmation to support here is the 200-period simple and exponential moving averages have caught up to this buy zone. So when I have something like that happening, a technical analysis tool that really transcends technical analysis, where people who wouldn't even look at a chart are thinking, hey, we're near that 200, I think it's going to add a whole other level of interest as we sink down to that level. And as long as the dollar's kind of acting a little strong, gold will sink, as will the euro, and I think it's going to actually set up some very interesting buying opportunities for both.
Okay, so you need to be patient right now. Wait for this dollar rebound to materialize and maybe become a little bit longer in the tooth. You made an interesting comment there that you're still not attracted to the gold stocks, and that's the big disconnect that we've been seeing for well over a year now, is gold testing out its higher part of the range, gold stocks trending in actually quite a boring fashion in a very tight range for well over a year. When do you think, or do you think, that this is ever going to rectify itself and we're finally going to see either a breakout to the upside or flat out a breakdown?
Well, if I look at, say, GDX, and I'm looking at, say, the leader within the GDX, like, for example, Newmont Mining, NEM, you look at the daily time frames, and they're just continuing to chop. So it's not that different than what I'm seeing on gold, which is also choppy. The problem is, when gold does sink down to support, I'm not seeing a name like GDX at ETF or the number one weighted stock within the GDX Newmont sinking down to levels that are sinking with when I want to buy gold. So if I'm playing miners in gold, or if I'm playing oil services with crude, I really want that to be synced up. I think ConocoPhillips is doing a pretty good job with crude oil, but I'm not seeing, say, Newmont Mining doing a good job with gold. So I'll play where I have the edge. Right now, that edge is at an oversold floor. 1300 has been very good to us. So like you said, you're exactly right. I just got to be patient, wait for the market to come to me, and we'll go ahead and take that fourth buy.
Well, even recently, too, you haven't had to be that patient, because we've seen some pretty significant swings in the precious metals. But again, it's just been that trade where you buy on the dips, and I guess if you want to take some profits, sell at the top. But everybody, I think, at least that follows this sector, is waiting for that breakout. Roggy, it's great having you on the show. I'm happy that you can join us again, and I'm even having you back next week. So if anybody has any questions for Roggy, please be sure to email me, fleck@kereport.com. Roggy, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, in this segment. For anybody who doesn't tune into our website on pretty much a daily basis, Doc is always with me sharing some of his technical comments as well as some comments on what's going on around the world. But, Doc, why I wanted to bring you on this weekend show is because we're turning over the month and the quarter of 2018, and what I want to look at are some ratios. Focused on gold, but ratios comparing gold to a few different sectors. Now, one thing before we get into this ratio analysis that I think is important for ratios is to look at longer-term charts. I'm going to constantly have up the monthly charts going back about 20 years as we talk about these ratios. And again, when looking at ratios, I think the direction, or more importantly, potential change in direction is what needs to be focused on, not necessarily some extremes, especially going back, let's say, 100 years. But over these last 20 years, I think that can be important to look at when we do start to see a shift coming. Let's first start with the Dow gold ratio. You and I talked about this throughout 2017, and you were hoping that the 200-month moving average, which has been sloping down ever since about 2010, that it would hold. Unfortunately, it did not in the middle of 2017, but we are starting to see a general rollover again in this ratio. What is your comment here, Doc?
Well, way back in the year of about 2001, Corey, the industrial gold ratio was about 0.44 at one point, maybe 43 to 1. And then we moved down to about 7.5 to 1, and that was because of the big move in gold up until 2011. And then we recovered, and we started to move up again, and I was watching the 200-month moving average very carefully because it had bounced off of that. When it went below it in 2006 and 2007, it bounced off of it a couple of times, and I thought, okay, that's a good moving average to watch. But unfortunately, it took it out in the middle part of 2017, and we moved ahead of it, and it's above it, and that's the bad news. The good news is there's a resistance up at a level of about, oh, I'd say 21.5, and we've moved up to about 20, and it looks like we may be peaking right here. And if that's the case, and I think there's a very good chance that we're peaking here, looking at the MACD also. And if we're peaking here, that tells me that we might start to, over this year, turn down a little bit. And if we start turning down, there's a good chance with time we might be able to get below that 200-month moving average again and have it as resistance again. And that's what those of us who like precious metals, that's one of the things we ought to be really hoping for.
Okay, Doc, what about the 50-month moving average, whether you're looking at the simple moving average or the exponential moving average? When this ratio crossed below it back in, let's say, 2002, it held below it for about 11 years. And only in 2013 did the ratio then pop above the 50-month moving average. It's only been above it now for about 5 years. Why shouldn't we assume that it could go another 5 to 6 years, almost the same time frame that it was below it, that it could hold above it? And one thing to consider is that the 50-month is still sloping up quite nicely.
Yeah, in the 50-month, though, in sloping up, it's a gradual slope. It's not a real accelerated slope. And I think the odds are pretty good that it might take out the 200-month moving average. But generally, when you see this type of pattern, it often means that it's going to dip below again if the pricing starts to come down again. And that's what I'm hoping for, is that it's going to probably transpose or go across the 200-month. But then I think it starts back down if pricing, if this is really a top to the industrial gold ratio and the pricing starts to move down again, which I have a feeling the odds are very good for that to happen.
All right, let's shift focus, talk about the gold-silver ratio. Again, I'm looking at a 20-year chart, and this is about the fourth time that this ratio has peaked its head above the 80 level. Each time it does that, it seems to reverse in between, let's say, 80 and 85. Although this is the second time in just a matter of 2 years that we're staying up here, it speaks to just how weak silver has been. But what are your comments? Are we due for a reversal in this gold to silver ratio? Maybe silver start to outperform gold?
Not yet. I don't believe. I think we've got a couple of months, 2 to 3 months yet to move a little bit to the upside. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a close very close to 85 in the next couple of months. But then I think the odds are that we start to plane out again we may maintain up at this level for the rest of 2018. But then I think the odds are that we start to work lower for whatever reason that is caused by that.
Okay, but again, this might be a couple months, but you're not expecting it to get too much more on the upside, or are you? Do you think we maybe could reach, let's say, 90 on this ratio?
I'd be surprised if we reached 90, Corey. I'd be really surprised. Maybe in the area of 85 to 90, but I don't think we've reached 90. That'd be pretty unusual.
Okay, so again, this might just take a little while from what you're saying. And another ratio that I think is very important to consider is gold to gold stocks. What I'm using here is the HUI, which is the Gold Bug Index. We're still up at, for a 20-year time frame, still at quite a high level, but there looks, at least to me, to still be some room for this ratio to move a bit higher, which means that stocks could continue to lag. What's this chart telling you?
Yeah, the same thing I think that's going to happen. And I think that we're going to continue to see that throughout most of this year. And then I think we start to reverse again. Because if you do it from the HUI to gold ratio instead of gold to HUI, it should bottom. And it looks like we're working to do that. And it probably will not bottom as low as it has in the past. So we might achieve a double bottom by the end of this year. And then I think we start to reverse it. And that would be true with the gold to HUI, with the gold on the nominator side. The same thing, I think we peak out toward the end of this year.
So in summary, it sounds like for the next 3 to 6 months, let's say, we could see gold continue to hold up at a pretty reasonable level, but silver isn't going to be playing catch-up by any means. The gold stocks aren't going to be playing catch-up, and maybe the U.S. equity markets are going to hold steady or pull back a little bit. That could be the scenario.
Yeah, and I think, and I've said it before, I said it a couple of months ago, that I felt the conventional markets were topping, but also that the bond market was topping. And I think there's not going to be a straight move down for the conventional markets. I think we're going to be in a broad topping pattern. So it's going to take a while. And if that's the case, I think gold will maintain itself on a price basis pretty well. But the gold stocks still have a little bit of pain in them, and not a lot anymore, because most of it's behind it. But they're still going to have a little pain the rest of this year, I believe.
All right. Good comments, Doc. Always great hearing from you, and always great to bring you on the weekend show every once in a while. Have a great weekend, Doc, a long weekend, and everybody stick around for the next segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I have a mini little round table focused on the gold sector, as well as on a company that we follow on our website and a company that I still think has a lot going for it. First and foremost, I am chatting with David Erfley. He is the founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. I also have Hugh Argo on the line with me. He is the president and CEO of Revival Gold. Revival is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RVG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RVLGF. Guys, what I wanted to do here is get a little rundown, a little synopsis from both of you, taking a look at the precious metals sector, one from a newsletter writer and you, David, and one from company executive from Hugh. First and foremost, Hugh, you were chatting with us off mic, and you brought up a very interesting data point that I think needs to be shared and understood by everyone who is watching this sector, and it involves passive money that is in the gold sector, but again, it's in passive funds. Can you take us through some of this data, please?
Well, thanks for having me on the program, and it's great to be talking with you, Corey and David. This is a commonly understood problem in the industry right now. We've got a lot of passive ETF money that's invested in the mining space, in the gold space, and in the gold equities. And it kind of comes home for me when I spoke to an institutional fund manager down at the BMO conference a few weeks ago, and he said to me, "Look, there's $12 billion worth of ETF money in our space, and only $7 billion of managed money in the funds that I follow as my peers." And so, you know, the conclusion from that is that almost two-thirds of the money is passive in our sector. And it's rather shocking. It presents a lot of challenges for the managed money portfolios, but it also presents opportunity, I think.
I think it does too, but again, this is almost the trend that we've seen in financial markets in every sector, is passive money taking charge. David, let's get your input, because even recently we even saw fund manager Paulson wind up his gold fund, although a lot of that did seem to be personal money. It seems like that's going to be more in just private holdings, but it continues to be a trend of undervalued or really underinvested specific companies for the sector.
Yeah, absolutely. When you mentioned that, usually when you see a high-profile person get out of a sector like that, it usually constitutes a bottom. He did really well with his fund earlier, and I think, to quote a Rick Ruleism, he stuck around for the pain, but he's not going to be around for the gain. But as far as financings are concerned, you know, you're still seeing them, but they have kind of dried up. Saw a big one here with Orezone financing strategically their Bombore project for $45 million. But they are dried up a little bit here, and it's almost like they're waiting for the next shoe to drop, for the big merger to be announced, you know, that big M&A announcement that will get everybody off their feet and interested in the sector again and get some more deals going.
Yeah, well, even 2 weeks ago, you and I talked about the M&A activity that happened on that Monday, but again, in somewhat, well, in some of those deals, somewhat lower quality deposits. But this also speaks to the overall sector where we're seeing producers actually make money and generate a nice cash flow, but not getting any love from the market and then not injecting that money into other companies through M&A and even through equity positions. Hugh, what have you seen from the corporate executive level in terms of having some of your discussions with these majors that are continuing to build up nice cash positions?
You know, I'd say my general observation would be that the intermediates and the seniors are mostly the seniors are timid. You know, they're looking at their valuations, their P to NAV, so their price relative to their underlying net asset values have declined over the last couple of years. You know, one stat would suggest coming from 1.4 down to 1, so a 40% drop in their P to NAVs, and they're feeling timid about what they do and what their boards are going to be comfortable with in terms of M&A activity. And yet at the same time, as you point out, these companies are making a lot of money today at $1,300 gold, $1,350 gold. They're making better than 30% margins on their all-in sustaining costs, which, you know, are typically in the range of $800 to $1,000 an ounce. So those are good margins, and that's cash going into these businesses. They are deploying some of that in equity investments in juniors. According to RBC, it's in the order of $1 billion over the last 2 years that have gone into juniors from majors in the way of equity placements. And they are active, certainly relative to the institutional market. But there's a lot more that can be done. I think once we see some confidence come back into the majors, that'll trickle down to the rest of the sector.
I think that's a good comment because it does all come down to confidence. And David, maybe you can talk to this dealing with your subscribers, is that if we're not seeing huge confidence coming out of the majors who are producing some nice financial results, then that also carries over to the retail investors, to the institutional investors, that they lack some confidence too. A lot could be because it's been such a boring sector for now, again, over a year.
Absolutely, yeah. As far as confidence is concerned, the insiders and management at Barrick are real confident. They keep buying shares. And John Thornton, the chairman over there, bought over $3 million in the open market in Barrick stock. Barrick usually bottoms before the sector does. It did in 2015, and it looks like it's creating one here. So also you have the Newmont chart looks really good, too. So those are the two largest gold miners in the world. So that is something constructive to look at for sure.
Well, it's always good to look at insider buying. And Hugh, I have to say, you just finished purchasing about 50,000 shares of Revival. So that is, I always think, a nice sign when you do see management having some confidence in their own stock. But can we talk about some of the conversations that you've been having from a corporate level, Hugh, with a company that seems to be cashed up? You have a drill program that is going to be starting very soon. What's the response been that you've been getting from investors and other analysts, because quite frankly, you do have other analysts at major institutions covering you?
Yeah, we are well covered. I've got to be really happy with that. I think, I think the market in Toronto, certainly, and in Vancouver amongst the institutional funds is, still in a wait-and-see mode. Feeling a little more confidence out of the folks we speak to in Australia and in Europe. Those markets are doing better, and I think there's more appetite there for junior mining today. But these things move around. And in terms of what we do in this sort of environment, I think we just stick to our knitting, continue to do the good technical work that takes us to the resource update we have coming out in June, get our drill programs planned and the network that we're going to be undertaking this year underway. So all that good work is ongoing. And then, you know, secondly, I'd say we have our eyes open for opportunities in the space to potentially grow our portfolio, because as we've talked about, the gold price is strong. It's up over the last 3 years here, and the opportunities are well priced, and we're looking. We think this is a good time to be adding to our portfolio if we can find a complementary asset to do so.
David, let's get your comment on that, because you do follow Revival, and both you and I have talked at length about how we think the market just is not paying enough attention to this stock. What do you think about the strategy there that Hugh is employing? First of all, drilling, but then also looking to acquire maybe some other properties. What's your comments, and maybe another question for Hugh, what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, that is a great strategy, because like Hugh says, he's got the great team in place. He's got plenty of cash. This is a great time to be looking for another project to diversify a little bit. My question would be: Are you seeing anything compelling right now? I know you probably can't tell me if you're close to pulling the trigger, but are you seeing anything out there? And if you are, where would you be looking? Would you be staying in North America?
Yeah, David, we'll focus in North America. I think I think we've seen that the premium for quality geography is really gone up, and we've seen the problems that can happen in outside of North America and some of these more difficult places. So we'll stay in North America. It's our sweet spot. We're in Idaho now. We like Idaho. We like the Western United States. We like Canada, and so we'll be hunting in those jurisdictions.
Well, guys, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but we are going to continue our conversation for the website. So everybody who is listening on the radio, please visit kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting, and listen to segment 4. As for me, I am handing over the second hour to Al and KER Politics. Again, everybody have a great Easter weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.